live on your radio. It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Most of the stories that we get out of Florida involve stupidity.
To the point where it feels like it.
I might create a segment called Florida. Trying to figure out something to do with that.
Okay.
So when we have multiple Florida stories, we can...
I mean, it does seem...
We're not supposed to do multiple stories, JP. Okay.
It does seem that Florida has more than its fair share of...
Crazy people.
WTF stories.
Well, okay, that makes sense. Like, in different ways. Like, there's certain different types of WTF stories. Like, some of them, because... That's where a lot of old people go to retire, and they don't have any more F's to give in the WTF.
Oh, that's true. That's
so
true.
Those are all out the door. There's a lot of crazies that are down there just because it's sunny all the time, and they're probably out in the sun too much. It makes sense.
It
makes sense. Have you been to Florida?
Yes. Yes.
It's a weird, weird world.
It's a very
odd
place.
Pensacola, strange. Strange world. Strangest place I've ever been. Other than Iowa.
There's this couple. They're like 39-year-old guy and his wife. I'm not going to try to say their names because it's way too challenging.
Pierre and Magdalene.
Magdalene? That's Magdalene?
I think it's spelled weird, but yeah, I believe that's Pierre and Magdalene.
Yeah, the way you just like said that deadpan to him, like, Pierre and Magdalene, you idiot.
So this couple.
God. Welcome back to the show, Lauren.
They were driving in their Kia.
You know all those old people with no F's left? One of them.
You're already there?
Yep.
This couple were driving in their Kia Sorento SUV on Sunday.
Not their Kia Sorento SUV. A rental, which I believe is an important element here.
Yeah.
It was a rental.
It looked like maybe they were going to go have some fun. They had a barbecue grill in the back of their Kia Sorento
Maybe they're
SUV.
Going camping. That's one of my favorite pastimes.
So apparently the grill was in the back. The propane tank was attached.
Uh-oh.
And it was on.
Both the propane tank was open.
Yeah.
And the grill was on.
So the knob was turned. So it was twisted in. It was probably one of those small propane tanks twisted into it. And then they probably had the grill on. If it's a portable, that makes sense.
Right.
So it's the grill knobby was turned.
Yes. Both the tank was on and the grill knob was turned.
So it was like a big tank, not one of the little green camping tanks. Because the green camping tanks don't have a knobby. That's what I was getting at.
Oh, gotcha. Well, this says, police say that both the propane tank was open and the grill was on.
Interessante.
Yes.
And Magdalene?
Magdalene.
Magdalene couldn't smell the gas. So she lit her cigarette.
Kaboom.
And boom.
Oh, boy. That's dangerous.
They did survive with just a few burns, but the car is completely destroyed. I'll tweet it out so people can see it.
The photo of the car is ridiculous.
It looks like, remember in Harry and the Hendersons when Harry tries to stand up in the car and he pushes his head? Yeah. When the car exploded, the whole top of it, like, expanded.
Yeah, the whole car did. It was crazy. That's crazy. We had a deal. Propane tanks, propane and propane accessories.
Right.
That scares me. As a guy who loves grilling, I'm always nervous around propane because there's always the opportunity for it to blow up.
Especially transporting them. Because it's like...
Even though it's safe, I mean, very rare does this kind of stuff happen. The Sergeant Major has a propane grill. And they make these little... You've probably seen them at stores. They're little green propane tanks for camping. That's what I thought.
Right.
Maybe that's what they'd
have. No, this appears to have been a full-size grill.
That's so weird that they had... Okay, but...
Why wouldn't you grill in your car?
Yeah, well, if they're taking it camping, that's still weird. But they got this green propane thing, right? So he learned a very valuable lesson one time because he took his propane tank and put it in the grill. And that's how he was transporting it, so it wouldn't roll around and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he forgot that he put it in there and then put another propane tank onto it and then turned it on.
Oh, my God.
So now there's a propane tank in the grill with fire underneath it. And he said he heard, like, this weird hissing noise and walked over to look at it, and he got real lucky. It just shot fire, like, 15 feet straight up in the air above the grill. And we were all like, well, there's a lot of cussing going on, as you might imagine. Fire extinguishers.
Yes.
More cussing. But it was freaky.
Never, ever, ever should your grill be turned on in your car. What? You would think this would be one of those warning labels that you would think you should not have to.
Okay. Hold on. I'm not blaming them. All you got to do for your quote-unquote grill to be turned on is, again, if the tank in this scenario had the knobby turned, but all you got to do is have your grill knob just bump and it goes over
That's true.
Have it just walk up today when you get home, walk up to your grill and just bump your arm into the knob that turns on the gas.
Well, mine has a little child safety thing on it, so you have to.
But it's, I mean, that's like a real easy thing to do. I'm not blaming them for being dumb on this.
Even with smoking with your grill in your car,
well,
3 feet from you?
Well, smoking in the car is dumb because your car is going to smell terrible.
Yeah.
But smoking 3 feet from your propane, your gas grill always seems like a bad idea.
If it's not on, I don't think it is.
It seems like an unnecessary list of risks to take in your car simultaneously.
That's probably true.
To transport a grill inside your car and then smoke too.
Bad idea.
It didn't work out well.
Nice job, Florida.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.